So welcome to we'll try to keep it to a relatively short meditation so that it makes it easy for you to practice in your own life around particularly self-compassion for people in a position that are having to give a lot of it to other people. This is around giving some back to yourself. As usual with a meditation session, it's first good to sort of settle your body and settle your mind. And the best way to settle your mind is to settle your body. So I'm going to do a quick scan through. And when I name that part of the body, all you need to do is sort of put your awareness in that part. So for example, we go, so just start to scan what's going on in your scalp and your face. You just might shift your attention there. And that means that your eyes will go into soft focus if they're open, shifting your attention and notice what you can notice there. And then moving down to your forehead and your eyes, down to your nose, your mouth and your jaw, then down to your neck. Just noticing what's going on. A quick word on your posture. If you're sitting, it's good to sit with your feet flat on the floor and your back are relatively straight. And if you're lying on the ground, to lie on your back with your spine straight. It seems to help with the concentration. Back to the awareness, just scanning through your body and then through your neck and your left shoulder. So you've been noticing what you can feel in your shoulder. And when I say noticing what you can feel, it's you might be feeling nothing. So just putting your attention there. You might be feeling tension or tightness or movement, pain. Then to your left upper arm, left lower arm, left hand, right shoulder, right upper arm, right lower arm, right hand. Then scanning through your upper back, down to your middle back and your lower back. Becoming aware of all the sensations, putting your attention in that area, and you may be becoming aware of nothing. Just noticing nothing if that's the case. And then through your upper chest and through your diaphragm, your belly, and then down to your pelvis. And now moving your attention to your left thigh, scanning through your left thigh to your knee, and then your left lower leg, and then into your left foot, and then back up to your right thigh, moving down through your right knee, right lower leg and right foot. And you might sweep upwards, feet, legs. See if you can give your attention equally to both legs, knees, and thighs, through your pelvis, through your torso, your lower torso area, your belly. Diaphragm, you'll be noticing your lungs moving as you breathe, up to your chest, lower arms, upper arms, shoulders, neck, face and head. And you can now just spend a moment and notice any areas of tightness. Let your mind move to those. Welcome to relax them, to move them. Now we're going to focus a little bit more on our internal life. And that begins by noticing your thoughts. sometimes a little hard to get into your thoughts. So a good way to enter that is to first notice any sounds you can hear. So putting all of your awareness in your ears, seeing what sounds can you hear. Could be my voice. It might be the sound of a computer. You might hear the sound of aircon or heating. Letting your concentration go further out, can you hear rumble of traffic or noises outside? When your mind gets distracted, just know that for the next 10 minutes or so, there's nowhere you have to go. Nothing you have to do. And you might now move your attention internally and notice the busyness of your thoughts. And it's a little bit like being on a station and watching trains come and go. But what you do is don't get on the train. Train is a thought coming in, thought leaves. Pretty hard not to go with the thought when they come in, but when you catch yourself doing that, you just gently and very kindly bring yourself back to the station platform, observing the thoughts. And now, the sort of really juicy part is to notice your feelings. What feelings have you got there? What lingering? Joy, sadness, happiness, guilt, shame, love, fear, anger. Just notice them, hard to do without judging, but worth it. For the next few minutes, there's nowhere you need to do, nowhere you need to go, and nothing you need to do. You don't have to solve any of these things, just let yourself have them. Just for a change. Now imagining a big golden smile in the sky above you. When we bring a smile to mind, it tends to help us soften in our body and relax. It's often a sign of safety and warmth. Imagining that smile moving down from the sky. Coming down through your mind, through your head, and it's a sense of warmth, of care, of kindness, of compassion, of wanting the best, as embodied by a big golden smile. A nice way to tap into the feelings to think about someone, something you love. Often good not to pick a child, but to pick one if you want to, but to pick something that you don't have too much of a charge. If you've got a dog, they're fantastic. That kind of love. And just notice how that feels in your body when you bring up that person, place, or thing that's easy to love, to want the best for. Just notice how that feels in your body. You can use that, or you can use a metaphor of a great golden smile coming down through your neck and into your chest, and just feeling that in your torso. does it feel like to have in your torso, in your body, big golden smile, a sense of care, affection, warmth for yourself? Just for a half a minute or so, just enjoy that for a little moment. Care for you. Mind drifts off, just coming back to the imagined smile in your body, in your torso. And after this meditation, you're going to go about your day. So you can imagine as you do that, as you breathe out, it's care, compassion for others, but it's balanced by as you breathe in, care and compassion for you. On the out breath, care for others. On the in breath, pulling that sense of care, compassion, of kindness for yourself. And as you do that, you might imagine some of your real or imagined failings. Just having some kindness to yourself around those. We are all imperfect humans. Care for others in the out-breath. Kindness and forgiveness for you on the in-breath. Let's draw the line there. Just be okay with you through all your glory and failings. Just for a moment, enjoying that sense of same care, love, and compassion you might give, turned inwards, feeling that smile in your body. See what it feels like to sit with that for a minute. When your mind drifts off to things, just coming back to imagining that lovely golden smile, that sense of warmth for you. Just a minute of care for you. Feels like a long time. And then repeating after me. We are each on our own life journey. I am not the cause of other people's suffering, nor am I the cure, even as I wish to help alleviate it. We are all our own agents. A moment like this can be difficult to bear, yet I get through more easily each time. I balance my care for others with my care for myself. I remember and love and accept my limitations. I remember and I love my limitations. Just for a moment now, just tuning into that torso area or any part of your body, really, where you might be noticing tightness or clinging or hanging on. And see if you can just let it soften just a little bit. Just a little bit of softening. A little bit of forgiveness. Look at you, trying and succeeding, trying and failing, getting it perfectly right, getting it wrong, being your best self, not being your best self. Feeling hopeful, feeling disappointed, that whole bundle. Imagine just for a moment cutting yourself some slack. You can just be who you are in all your imperfections. You can have compassion for you as an imperfect, perfect human, or as a perfectly imperfect person. Let you enjoy that for another minute. Imagining that internal smile, sense of care, of warmth, self-compassion. Letting your mind roam around your body as well and just softening, breathing into the parts that are tight, constricted. There you go. Perfectly imperfect. And in a moment, we'll get you to open your eyes. But what I'd like you to do first is tilt your head forward and open them in a moment. But just try to hang on to that sense with your eyes open because it's a nice way to carry it into the day for you. So as you open your eyes, perhaps looking at something, not a person, just downwards, it's something innocuous. Letting your mind roam through your body and feel the ease that you may have just generated. And then you're welcome to sort of move around and move your shoulders and your neck and come into the present. And know that you can carry a little bit of that with you through the day. That brings us to the end of our meditation.